Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. You're welcome to the Voice of Rest on ABS 88.5 FM. Invite your friends, invite TV or anyone, invite every southern hungry, everybody. It's time for us to eat from the table of the King. Let's pray. Everlasting Father, we honor your name for whom you are. We thank you for your greatness. You are bigger than the biggest. You are stronger than the strongest. You are ageless. The wisdom of the ages, King of Kings. Thank you for this wonderful platform you have given to us to propagate the gospel of the kingdom. The anointed one lives his life through me in union as one, speaks his powerful words, that in all we have a record to say, hallowed be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to look at union with the Lord, part 3. Our union with the Lord, part 3. Union with the Lord, part 3. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 9, 2 Timothy 1, verse 9, the Bible said, God gave us resurrection life and drew us to himself by his holy calling on our lives. And it wasn't because of any good we have done, but by his divine pleasure and marvelous grace that confirmed our union with the anointed one even before time began. That means there is something that is older than time, and that is union. Union with the Lord, union with God. From ab initio, it has been God's plan or God's desire that God and man will become one in one entity. And that one entity under his image and his likeness. And that image and likeness is the person of Christ. That means the union experience is older than time. As a matter of fact, union, it doesn't exist within the timelessness of who God is. It's not within the time frame. That means the more we experience union, the more we come into union experiences, the more we begin to live our life that is of a system or a technology that is older than time. What is union, if I may ask? What is union? Union is two individuals becoming one flesh. In other words, God and man revealed again in one person, and that person is the person of Christ. God and man revealed in one person, and that person is the person of Christ. The only thing that is close to union on earth is marriage. The Bible said, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be clipped to his wife, and they become one flesh. That one flesh is the closest thing God used to say this is the marriage or the union between Christ and the church. In union, mankind is mingled into one spirit, flesh, and bone body with the Lord, bearing his image, likeness. In other words, we are the tangible expression of who he is on the face of the earth. In union, according to 1 Corinthians 6:17, the Bible says that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. If you read the Passion Translation, he that is joined to the Lord is mingled into one spirit. If you go to Ephesians 5 verse 30, the Bible says we are his flesh and bone body on the face of the earth. In other words, union is mingled, mankind is mingled into one spirit, one flesh, two, and bone body of who Christ is. That is union. In other words, union na chineke na magibus yotu. And that chineke na madam brotu is in a person called Christ. That means Christ in us is the union between God and man. But there is a beautiful part of everything that has to do with union, because union has experiences attached to it. Today I want to talk about one of the experiences that's attached to it. Very awesome one, very beautiful, beautiful. I mean beautiful in real sense. If you go to Ephesians 6 verse 10, the Bible says, I reserved this truth for the last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through our life union, or through your life union with the Lord Jesus, and victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. If you check that word, it's simply, if you read it in New King James, it said, be strong in the Lord and his power or his mind. But the person puts it in a wonderful way that I appreciate so much. He said, be supernaturally infused. That means that word infused means empowered. It also means strengthened. In other words, there is a strength that is found in the Lord, the Kyrios. There is a strength, and that strength only comes from union. The Bible says, be strong, be supernaturally infused, empowered, strengthened with excessive boundless strength through your life union with Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. In other words, one of the experiences we get or we come into when we begin to come into human experiences is that we are infused or empowered or strengthened with boundless strength of God through our life union with the Lord Jesus. If you look at the systems of God, there are different systems that deals with different issues and different situations. Bible says, in union, there is a strength that is being infused. If you check that word infused, actually I need to or injection. In other words, there is a strength that we derive from the person of Yeshua. And that strength is not something that you claim. It's only found in union. In other words, one of the experiences of our union is that we'll be supernaturally infused, empowered, strengthened with the excessive boundless strength of Jehovah. And that strength, if you read it in our translation, it said, build up your strength with boundless strength of the Lord through your union with the Lord Jesus and by means of his mighty power. That means one of the ways we build our strength up in God is through union. Union, not just one of them, is the only way to build an excessive boundless strength of God is through union. Praise Master Jesus. How do I do it? You see how well I'm saying it. I am infused. I am supernaturally infused with excessive boundless strength of Lord Jesus, through my life union with the Lord Jesus Christ. Stands victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through me. I am supernaturally infused, empowered, strengthened with excessive boundless strength through my life union with the Lord Jesus. Stands victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through me. In other words, union experience opens a door for me to be infused or empowered or strengthened with the excessive boundless strength of this King. Ume Chineke, ume the strength of God. Praise Master Jesus. If you read Philippians 4 verse 13 in Passion Translation, where the Bible says in New King James, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you read the Passion Translation, Passion puts it in a very wonderful way. Passion says that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me that I surmount every triumph or every obstacle before my way. In other words, one of the things that causes us to surmount anything that stands before us is what is called the boundless strength of Christ's explosive power. But if you read in another translation, the Bible says, my union with the Lord is my limitless resource. One of the things I'm going to talk about now, limitless resource, because the unlimited power, unlimited anointing, unlimited strength, unlimited visions and revelations is found in union. That's where it is, union, praise Master Jesus. If we go down back, because this union that we sucked in the strength of God, there are things that strength does, that very force of his explosive power flowing in and through us, there are things that thing does. It takes care of some issues. If we go down to verse 11 of Ephesians 6, verse 11, Bible says, put on a complete set of armor as you confront the evil strategies. If you remember in Colossians 2, 14 and 15, that Jesus has conquered principalities and authorities. He has conquered them for once and for all. But there's something he said we should do. He said, even though I've conquered principalities and authorities, but there are some things they still act around. There are things they still display. This one, verse 11, the Bible says, put on the complete armor. What is that complete armor? be supernaturally infused with strength to be alive in you with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with his explosive power, the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. That is the complete armor of Jehovah. That complete armor, Bible said, as you be infused with that strength, there are things he takes care of. He said, as you confront one, the wise, he call it wise. Some translation call it tyranny. Another translation call it tricks. Another call it methods, schemes, strategies, deceits of the devil. In as much as Jesus has conquered him, but he still moves around with his strategies, schemes, all kinds of methods. Bible said those schemes, those wives, those methods, those strategies. He said, that's what you deal with. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, the more I'm infused with strength through my life in with the Lord Jesus, the force of his explosive power flows in and through me to take care of evil strategies of the accuser, evil strategies, tricks, methods, schemes, strategies, deceits of the devil. Praise Master Jesus. If you come down to verse 12, he said, our day-to-day combat is not with human beings. Stop fighting human beings. They're not your problem. He said, but with the highest principalities and authority operating in rebellion under heavenly rent. For they are a class of demon gods and evil spirit that holds this dark world in bondage. If you check that word, world, it means age. And what is age? If you read Ephesians 1:21, the Bible says Jesus has been enthroned above every name in this age and age to come. Remember, Jesus is a summation of the ages. There are different ages found in the Bible. There are different ages. I talked about it on Wednesday. There are different ages found in the scriptures. But Jesus in Christ, Christ is a summation of all the ages. Christ is a summation of all the ages. But as we have Christ in us, the outworking of that Christ in us, we step into one degree of age to another degree of age. There is an age of innocence for sake of clarity. Age of innocence, the age of the church, the age of the law, the age of Melchizedek, the age of the kingdom, the age of rest, the age of Zion, and the golden age. There are different ages found in the scriptures. The Bible says the Christ has been enthroned above every name, name in this age and age to come. Anytime you see a name, it does not a name represent authority or character. It says Christ has been enthroned above every authority and character in this age or age to come. In other words, that character or authority in this age or age to come, Christ has been enthroned above them. And because Christ has been enthroned above them, the Bible says that we should confront the wise, the schemes, the methods, the strategies, the deceits, ngole of the enemy and its class and its higher principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. And the Bible says this cannot be possible until you are supernaturally infused. In other words, the more I'm infused with strength through my live union with the Lord Jesus, standing victorious with his force of his explosive power flowing in and through me, the more I'm infused, the more the schemes, the deceits, the lies, the methods, the strategies of the devil, which is the highest principalities and authority operating rebellion under heavenly realms, are the class of demon gods and evil spirits that holds this dark age, this dark world in bondage. Praise Pastor Jesus. If you read that verse 12 in Miro put it in a very beautiful and awesome way. He says, he calls principalities and authorities mind games and structures of darkness, religious systems, thought patterns, governing and conditioning human behavior that held men bound. Mind games are structures of darkness, religions and its systems, thought patterns, governing and conditioning human behavior. In other words, the more I am supernaturally infused with strength, the more I take the more the force of Christ's explosive power flows in and through me, the more the evil strategies of the accuser, the tricks, the methods, schemes, deceits is completely swallowed up. let me paint the picture with a life example. There was a three ladies came to my office some time ago. And what was the problem? Let me use Lady A, Lady B, Lady C. Lady A will go to sleep. Lady A, B, C will go to sleep. And the A will see B bewitching her. C bewitching her. And C will see A bewitching her. And A ends up calling B, your young lady, so he's a witch, messing her life up and upwards and whatnot. And B sees C and says, C is messing my life up and upwards. And at that point, they have to sit down as friends and begin to confront the issue. They came around. We trace, because this is a trick, is a deceit of the enemy. We trace the root of it. A woman took over the image of three of them and be messing the three of them up. Without three of them knowing that they are not the real people behind everything that's happening to them. It's a scheme. It's a strategy. Bible said, the more you are infused with God's strength and the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you, those schemes and those systems will be completely taken out of the way. One of the examples, there is one man that he is in this place, and Louis in Umuoku. One day in his business, DSS came and arrested him. What was his problem? That when they were tracking the number of a different victim, that they found out that his account number showed up in every system and all whatnot, that he was one that defrauded the group of people of 40 million naira. The guy says, when? I'm in my business. I've not gone anywhere. How? He said, everything that is pointing towards him, they checked his account, checked everything, all the account linked to his BVN, there was no one naira there. It was just his business, few thousands that they used to do his business. And all these things. And the sister, I come across with sister, as I understand the tricks of the enemy. We just disconnected that influence. And the real person that is within the confines of that crime showed up accurately and accurately, not that man again. These are the wise and schemes of the enemy. Praise Master Jesus. That means it can happen across board, but the panacea to that issue is being infused with supernatural strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus that swallows up every tricks, every methods, all kinds of stuff that the enemy uses to mess up mankind. There are many of them. A woman came to me one day and she was crying that the 9 children she had, none of them is saying good morning to her. They don't even call her. They say she's a witch. It's not that, because whenever they go to sleep, they keep on seeing their mother coming in form of different animals and different stuff to mess up their life. We trace where it's coming from, we disconnected it, and that thing was the end of the matter. These are schemes. It's not that the enemy is powerful, no, but it still has deceits, lies, and sin. What do you do, nature? Imagine somebody, God has appointed a man to be a help, because whether you like it or not, man is God's formula upon the face of the earth. Man is God's formula. When Israel was in turmoil or was in all kinds of nonsense, all kinds of agony and all kinds of pain, they were asking the Lord to send deliverance for them. God did not come down. God sent a man. Man is God's formula. See tomorrow. And the enemy knows that man is God's formula. Imagine you have somebody having a thought of helping you to achieve a certain goal in life or being part of your destiny journey. Suddenly, as the man remembers you, it's that a thought will flood his mind that this person is ABC, which he are not. In other words, they paint a lies in the mind of people, even the mind of people that are appointed by Jesus to help you in your journey of discovery and accomplishing and fulfilling your destiny upon the face of earth. They will paint a lie in their mind and in their consciousness. Anytime they remember you, they remember a certain image in their mind, and that is the end of the matter. They'll stop calling you. So person said, I've done this, I've done that, and they stop calling you. And it happens in marriage as well. A husband will wake up one day and say, I'm not interested in marriage. What is the problem? Nothing. I'm not interested. Because the enemy has painted the lies in his mind, and that lies of his in his mind started messing up his marital union. There are many schemes. In other words, once we are supernaturally infused with strength, these things will be taken care of. Say after me, I am supernaturally infused, empowered, strengthened with excessive boundless strength through my life union with the Lord Jesus, stands victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through me, swallows up all methods, schemes, strategies, deceits of the devil and his highest principalities and authorities, demon gods and evil spirits operating within and under the heavenly realm that holds this dark mood in bondage that ends up in a combined plentiful harvest of souls for the kingdom of God. If you read 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4, the Bible is so clear. The Bible says, the veil of unbelief has blinded the eyes of unbelievers by the God of this world. If you take it in middle translation, the God of this world means the religious systems and the governing structures of this world. The God of this world is the religious systems and the governing structures of this world. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I've said now can only be found in Christ, because it is in Christ that we experience our, that we are supernaturally infused through our live union with the Lord Jesus. If you ask to say, Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior, put your hand on your chest. Thank you. I'll pray in English and Hebrew. Say, Onye wena chinekem. Nekwe nebya no dead man. Nekwe wala oni yi nis na ongbi yi nebya. Na eji zi dono nekwe kutani ibu zoyengon no enzo kutam. Ana batamin duye bebi nobi. Nobi ibu zo cheze. Nekwe yego ni menke monsa. Nekwe akum konye wae. Ibi 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 ibi. The same prayer in English. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart. You came in the flesh. You were raised in my name. You are glorified in my name. I confess your lordship over my life. You are my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life into my heart. I am saved. I am immersed, submerged into the spirit of holiness and with raging flame of fire. Amen.